You are here for a reason. Breaking down the Brotherhood, one prayer at a time. Right on, right on, right on. Right on radio.
To continuous coverage, the latest information, separate fact from opinion. Get the truth.
Get the news.
You're listening to Right on Radio. You are here for a reason.
Welcome to Right On Radio. My name is Jeff. I am so glad to be here today. This is a show that I wanted to do last week because it would have been a little bit more timely. And yes, you've probably heard of some of the things I'm going to be talking about today, but I don't think anyone sees it the way I do. Of course, the tagline of the show is Live Right in the Real World, where we talk about the real world, both visible and invisible, and you decide how to live in it. So I'm talking about last Wednesday in particular, but I think there's a couple things that built up to last Wednesday, including the eclipse. Folks, if you think nothing happened the day of that full eclipse, you're not spending enough time in prayer. I'm just saying. The atmosphere has changed. I think I have a sense of what's going on, but don't know for sure. Not everything. That for certain. But some things have changed and some stuff has happened. And on Wednesday, there were some very bizarre circumstances. And Wednesday, the date was the fourth month, the 24th day of 2024. Fourth month, four plus two is six, two plus four is six, and then two plus four is six. It was 666 day. And by the way, happy birthday, Jesse. Belated, of course. But it was definitely bizarre, and I'm going to get into some of the things. I'm going to tell you what I believe is what's happening, and I'm going to have some evidence to back it up as well. But first, if you'll allow me, I could do it show after show every week on the warnings about EMPs and stuff like that. I always say your house is your greatest asset. Why not put a surge protector on it? And if it covers you for EMPs, that's great, because at least if the power comes back on, your stuff won't be fried. Or you can use a generator if that survived it. There's actually EMP shields for your generators as well. But to me, the most important practically is my vehicle. And as you know, I'd put one in my vehicle, but the weather's a little bit better now, and I made a quick video on the installation. Now, I didn't tape myself installing it because I was using both hands, but I explain how I do it, and it's really a simple operation. So if you'll bear with me for just 1 minute and let me share this little video of it being installed in my 2011 Dodge Ram. So this is my EMP shield installed on my Dodge Ram pickup truck. And I just want to explain to you how easy this is. And I'm going to just go step by step of how I did it. First of all, the piece here, it has a red piece of plastic on the back of it. You peel that back and it's a very, very powerful sticker. And so I cleaned the place where it is mounted and you just stick it up to there. Now, before you do that, you know the best spot and how to route the wires. The wires were very easy to do here. And as you can see, there's three wires. So the first things you want to do is you want to disconnect the black wire here, the negative, and then do the positive. So disconnect the black, disconnect the red, so your battery is completely disconnected. Then connect the black wire to the black, the red wire to the red, tighten them back up, and then just find a bolt or something like that on the frame where you can connect your ground wire to. Now, it has a little bit of paint on there, so I scraped it off a little bit underneath where the connector goes, and voila, reconnected, installed. It took like literally 10 minutes to do. If there is ever a failure, if there is ever an EMP attack, this is going to work. So EMPshield.com, use promo code ROR. When I said this device, for those of you who are listening on Podbean, that's the actual EMP shield itself. It has a red piece of tape on it. You peel back the sticker, and this thing's like super glue. Man, you just touch it, it's going to stay. It's not going to, and I've driven, you know, a couple thousand kilometers now with it on. So it's definitely on there. Super easy, three wires. If you're able, it's a good idea to get that, I would suggest to you. So let's take a little trip back in time before we get to April 24th of 2024. Remember, for the entire NFL season, the witch Taylor Swift was there with Kelsey and, the injection guy. And, you know, she's there at all the games, and the Swifties got interested in football, bread and circus, of course, which is always good. But I've always suspected this was a bit of a drill, because multifaceted, of course, but mainly because her name is Swift. And what else is called Swift? Well, that's one of the main money exchanges. And we know that the financial system is in a lot of trouble. And just like that EMP attack, it's not a matter of if, it's when. They want to bring in a digital currency. Whether it's brought in by the white hats, the black hats, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. That's the beginning of the end. When the digital currency takes over, I think we'll have cash still for a little bit, but let's face it, most people aren't using cash now. But in order for it to come in, the old system has to fall. And so that's why I suggest to you it has something to do with Swift. And of course, KC won the Super Bowl. Also, just a few weeks ago, I don't know the exact date, but Beyonce came out with her Cowboy Carter album. And it's not a new thing for Beyonce to be on a horse. She's been on all four horses of the apocalypse. But in this case, she is riding the white horse, and she is red, white, and blue. I could do a whole decode on her costume. Believe me, just like the arrows, the blue arrows pointing down to her crotch, stuff like that. I don't want to waste time on it. But she's also using the yellow fringe American flag, which means captured. As far as I know, I've been told that. I guess I should research that more. It probably has more than one meaning, but it's not the regular American flag when it has the yellow fringe. It's a Navy flag or something like that, but it could symbolize being a captured operation. But I think this was done very much on purpose. So with those images in mind, Swift, and by the way, that picture I was showing on the screen for those of you who are listening on Podbean was her at the Super Bowl with that witch that did some, you know, wicked ritual thing pregame. You know, these people are gross. Anyways, the Swift system, and then Beyonce on the white horse. Let's go up to April 24th. Now, I'm going to play most of this news report, if not all of it. This is from actually my local news, and I think it was a report worth sharing. So let me put it up on screen here and have a listen to this. And for those of you who are listening, you'll be able to get the full picture from the audio.
Blood-smeared horses galloping through central London. An almost apocalyptic scene, only without the horsemen. One animal narrowly missing a cyclist, another bouncing off a black cab as pedestrians try to get out of the way. The equine commotion began here, not far from Buckingham Palace. The British Army's Household Cavalry Regiment was practicing ahead of the King's official birthday celebrations in June when loud construction noise spooked several horses, throwing four soldiers to the ground. It must have been quite a noise.
Duke of Edinburgh, Colonel of the Grenadier Guard.
These horses are renowned for staying calm. Gunfire at Queen Elizabeth's birthday parade in 1981 only caused a minor disturbance among the highly trained steeds. But on Wednesday, the horses were so upset, some ploughed straight into a taxi and a tourist bus.
Oh my God.
Smashing its windscreen, their shoe scrapes marking the road. One decided to stop, passers-by tending to the injured and confused horse, while some of the others kept on going.
When we saw them at the top of the roads, I mean, it was more than a gallop. I mean, they were really, really sprinting down the roads.
Press photographer Jordan Pettit could barely believe what he was capturing.
I threw the camera off my neck and got a few shots. I think it was surreal.
Stopping spooked horses in a megacity is no easy task. London's fire brigade used drones to help find them. Police officers eventually captured the last two horses here, around 8 kilometres from the original incident. Three of the soldiers were treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The fourth injured person is believed to have been a cyclist. The horses are all receiving veterinary care back at their barracks. Redmond Shannon, Global News, London.
Quite the bizarre scene in London. And I just want to say to you that, first of all, I don't think that was accidental. Not at all. The white horse that had all the blood down the front of it did not appear to be injured at all. It looked like something was put on that and it was deliberate. Plus, these horses are the best trained horses, you know, some of the best trained horses in the world. They work for the Royal Guard, essentially. And as they even cited in the report, that gunshots didn't make these horses really flinch in the past. Some construction noise nearby. It's plausible, folks, but it does not seem likely to me. And it happened, just so happens to be on the day that is 666. And they said there was four horses. Okay. But there was two that we saw, and they were white and black. Actually, let me bring up a picture. I should note that there was also a couple horses running down, I believe it was Interstate 35 in the U.S. Really bizarre stuff. And, you know, I think that this particular thing was purposeful. However, I was thinking in the back of my mind, I know I'd read a verse somewhere about animals acting strangely and being under the control of God. So I'm just going to read just this one thing. It was, as I found it in Leviticus, and it's basically the penalties for disobedience. And this is a good chapter for you to read to know how God feels about sin. Let me just say that. But in verse 21, he says, "Yet if you show hostility toward me and are unwilling to obey me, I will increase the plague on you 7 times according to your sins. I will also let loose among you the animals of the field, which will deprive you of your children and listen to this, and eliminate your cattle and reduce your number so that your roads become deserted. Now, I have another Bible verse that I want to read here, but forgive me, folks. But did you know mushrooms are for horses as well? We have mush ponies that you can feed to your horses. In fact, I give them to my dogs. It's a large dog. They're for healing. It brings back your immune system. You can fight off all kinds of things. My dog had a couple lumps. They're almost gone. You know, it really works. And of course, you've heard some testimony from people as well. Go to ror.petclub247.com. So the two horses that were captured on the film and shown everywhere, and it was dramatic, obviously. They were meant to be seen. That's why the supposed blood or paint or whatever it is put on the white horse. Very dramatic. But when you think of this, in the first place many people mind will go is the same place where mine did, and that is to the book of Revelation. Now, you have to remember, the first horse is the white horse. I looked at it, and so there's no rider on it, obviously, but the white horse symbolizing to conquer and to conquer, conquering and to conquer. That does not mean with violence. That does not mean, that just means that there's a war and someone's being conquered. But then you go to the black horse. And the black horse and the one who sat on it had a pair of scales on his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures say, "And a quart of wheat for a denarius and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and wine." This is commonly the famine part of the four horses of the apocalypse. Extreme inflation. What would happen if a banking system went down and people could not access their money? Do you think prices would go up on certain things? Well, I think they would. And notice how just in Leviticus 26, it talks about taking it out on your cattle and stuff like that. Does that also speak of famine? Just weird, right? And that was bizarre behavior. Is it a stretch? Maybe. Maybe. But I do believe the horses running through London were definitely on purpose. I do think that Beyonce's album cover was definitely on purpose. That was just a month ago or so. And Swift operation with the NFL and the KC winning, all that stuff, bringing the attention. Why is it important that KC won? Because they were the focus going into it, everything, and everyone's talking about, they were the focus all year because of Taylor Swift, and then it got magnified being Super Bowl winners. So what does that have to do? Well, Jeff, how could that mean about the... This is how psychological operations work. Swift, Swift, Swift. You heard Swift all over and over and over. Oh, Swift system. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that could... Okay, now, and with all the cyber attacks and everything else, they're getting you mentally prepared for the way they want you to react when this happens. And the reaction they want from you is, first of all, they want chaos, but then they want you to beg to end the chaos and bring in their new financial system. Let me show you one more picture. Well, I don't even have to bring it on screen. You all know what Big Ben looks like, the clock, you know, in London. What is London? London is the banking central bank headquarters of the world. London is the financial center. America is the military arm. And the Vatican is the spiritual headquarters for these Satanists. I'm just going to call it what it is. So on 666 Day, April 24th, 2024, Big Ben, the clock, which, by the way, just underwent a major repair and rebuilt. It stopped right at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, clock could fail. Okay. But then when it restarted, do you know it chimed 11 times? Oh, it's really malfunctioning. It malfunctioned at 9 o'clock and then did 11 chimes. Are you starting to put the pieces together? And by the way, it's also worth noting, just loosely, that the clock started ticking again at 10. Well, there's two reports I heard. One that said 10:06, but I have the news story prompted up right here from the BBC, and it says at 10:15 a.m. Why is that important? That might not be. What am I trying to put together here for you? They need to bring down the banking system. The white horse, by the way, white and black, very Masonic, obviously. White horse going out to conquer and to conquer. Now, why would it have blood on it? And others, actually, let me go to it. Others might quote the verse in Revelation 19. Let me just go to that real quick. Revelation 19, verse 11. So there's your 9-1-1. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and his head are many crowns, and he had his name written on him, which no one knows except for himself. He is clothed with the robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Because that is verse, 9:1-1 in Revelation, people might go to that because this horse was dipped in blood. But that rider that comes is the Word of God. That's Jesus. That's not yet. Here's what I think this whole thing means. I'm just going to spell it out for you right here, right now. This was purposeful. The Illuminati, the Satanists, the Brotherhood use symbols and different things to communicate. Now, you've commonly heard for the last few years, they have to tell you before they do it. They're not telling you anything. We have to figure it out, at least in this case. But they are telling those who understand these things. This is a message for those in the club to notice. Here's what I think it means. We've got the white horse to conquer and to conquer. The white horse, in this case, had the paint on it because it wouldn't show very well on the black horse. But it's their conquering has been injured. There's been a setback. This is my interpretation. You don't have to agree with it. I'm telling you what I see. They've had a setback, and they're altering plans a little bit. This is dark to light, folks. This is dark to light. So they got to pull out all stops. The black horse is famine. You control the food supply, a loaf of bread for $100, just like we read there, in high inflation, crash the financial system. I believe that's what they're telling us here is going to happen. It's going to serve multiple purposes. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. This isn't a prediction. It's just a thought. But if the clock started again at 10:15, then I would say maybe October 15th, you have the new system, perhaps. And maybe if the other report I saw was accurate as well, maybe the financial system goes down on 10:06, and then you know, for 9 days, we're on the 10th day, it's up and running again, but a different system. That's just going out on a limb. Don't hold me to it. I have no knowledge. But it's also, it's about America. It's always about America. Right now, actually, I could show you another article, but I'll just read real quick from Reuters, April 25th, the very next day. Now, Reuters, there's two media companies. There's a whole bunch, but Reuters and the Associated Press are the two big ones that filter the news out to around the world. And by the way, Reuters was bought by the Rothschild family, who happens to own the banks. And then they bought into the AP as well. So who's controlling your news? Regulators told to be ready to handle failed clearing houses. What's a clearing house, Jeff? Well, it's funny you should mention that, because all the money, every single digital transaction, pretty much, goes through a clearinghouse. Most recently, the United States has adopted rules to force more trades in the $26 trillion U.S. Treasury market through clearers. And what handles that? SWIFT. I think this entire thing was a heads up to those in the know. And it's amazing how I just saw an article this morning. Ted Cruz and his wife works for a big financial company. He just sold off like, what it was, $500 million worth of stuff. A lot of money. I might have the number wrong. I think it was $500 million. By the way, how do you get to $500 million being a senator? Huh? Folks, it was a warning. It's the only way I can see it. Hey, I plan to do another show on Thursday, God willing. If I do, the show will be, I'm just telling you in advance, the title might come across as controversial, but you should listen to what I have to say in it. I really do believe that the Lord has directed me to do a teaching, and it's an important one for today. And it should get rid of a lot of confusion out there. I mean, a tremendous amount of confusion against your, with your brothers and sisters in the way, in the Christian faith. Hey, thanks for being here with me, everyone. Please, if you feel like you want to support the show, I certainly appreciate it. Quite a few credit cards haven't gone through this month, and you know, a couple people have been challenging. It is billed through the speaker company, but I got new donor box, super easy. Don't have to create a password or anything like that. Links are in the description. There's PayPal, which I very much appreciate, and also the patron through Podbean, which is my monthly, and you know, that's really, really cool. God is your reward. I don't get, hide any intel or, you know, make it an insider's club or anything like that. It's between you and God. If he suggests to, you know, if you prayerfully consider it and he says, yeah, go ahead, I got you on this, then I pray he is your reward. Thanks for being here, everyone. In the meantime, remember to love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, maybe even a little bit more if it is possible. And that will help you make a difference in your community.